Vice President, we extend a warm welcome to the esteemed delegation of El Salvador and express appreciation for the substantive updates on human rights initiatives during the review period. We welcome the implementation of previous UPR recommendations, most notably on the rights of the child, persons with disabilities, and older persons. We also positively note measures aimed at broadening employment opportunities for women, youth, and older persons. These are crucial in addressing the unique challenges faced by these sectors, promoting economic independence and reducing disparities on account of gender, AIDS, among other markers of identity. In a constructive spirit, we offer the following recommendations. One, bolster the campaign against all forms of violence against women and girls, including femicide, by enhancing awareness-raising programs, providing continuous human rights education and training for law enforcement personnel, prosecutors, and judges, expanding support services for victims of gender-based violence, including shelters, accessible legal assistance, and comprehensive psychosocial assistance for survivors. Second, further strengthen mechanisms for the protection of the collective rights of indigenous peoples, as well as the rights to education and health, especially of indigenous women and girls. In closing, the Philippines wishes El Salvador every success in this UPR review. Thank you.